Hi folks, welcome back to another episode of Talk Sex with Sugar. And as you know, every episode has been a hit, back to back. And this one is not about to be an exception. So get comfortable, get your snacks, get your drinks. You know, make sure you're very comfortable because you're about to get in for the ride of your life. Hi folks, welcome back to another episode of Talk Sex with Sugar. My voice is going to be a little bit off today because I have a cold, but the show must go on. Today's episode is going to be my first ever solo episode, and that's because I just want to share a bit of my experience about something that a lot of women do struggle with, and that is identity crisis. So basically, identity crisis is something like, oh, a lot of people expect so much of you. Like, they expect you to act in a particular role, in a particular position. They expect you to do certain things, which isn't something, how do I put it? Like, a lot of people expect this of you. Like, oh, you're supposed to act this way. You're supposed to do like this. This is what you're supposed to do. So much that you do not even know who you are supposed to be. You do not even know your true self. You don't know what you are supposed to be doing, you know, sort of something like that. But I'm going to go deeper into it. Hopefully you can have more understanding when I explain it. So especially as an eldest daughter, I know that a lot of eldest daughter will be able to relate. You know, when you grow up, you are sort of like made to be the assistant parent to the family and to your siblings. You know, you are meant to, you're the one that has to keep the family well, keep your siblings well behaved. You know, you're supposed to act like a parent when your parents are not around. You know, there isn't any opportunity for you to just be a child. You know, you are sort of like expected to take on the role. You're supposed to be very, very responsible. You know, when this is not going well, you're supposed to take charge. You know, as per, you're the assistant mommy, you're the assistant parent. You know, when your siblings are going out of hand, you're the one that is supposed to like rein them in, or you're supposed to be like the perfect example to your siblings. They're like, oh, look at this person, look at how they are doing, why aren't you doing like that? Or if you do something out of the ordinary or out of the norm, they would be like, oh, have you forgotten that you are the example, you are the model for your siblings? And eventually you start to realize that you do not even know who you are as a person. Because you were not even allowed to express yourself as a person, because you're constantly walking on eggshells. Like, oh, you have to be the model daughter. You have to take responsibility for people, for the members of your family. If you're lucky like me, you may have parents that are like particularly invested in your career or what you want to do. But the fact remains that you cannot take off this cloak of parentification that has been put on you right from birth. You know, you are... And the worst part is that when you start to have friends, when you grow up and you start to have friends, you start to parent your friends. Like, unconsciously, you start to parent your friends because that is what you have been doing all your life. You have been put into that parent mode since you were born. You know, your friends want to do stuff. Maybe you're planning something. You're the one that is doing run. You're the one that is running around for your friends. You're like, oh, have you done this? Have you done that? Don't do this. Have you taken your drugs? Have you done this? Have you? I know a lot of elders daughters will be able to relate when I say, you know, you now start to parent your friends. You're the one that is always doing the therapy-ish, like, okay, talk to me. Yeah, sort of like doing like a parent. And it can be annoying to you. It's not like we are doing it on purpose. It's annoying to us because we cannot... You have been in this mode for a very long time. And it's not like super hard for you to leave that mode. You don't just leave it when you leave the house. It's something that constantly follows you. It's like a halo, on the top of your head. Everywhere you go, it is always there. You can't remove it. To not make matters worse, I had always been the assistant parent in the house. When I started working, I remember that, black tax too is another big problem again, because I remember that I was giving every member of my family an allowance. I don't know if maybe because I was just being kind, or the fact that unconsciously they're like, oh, since you're making a lot of money now, you have to like help the family. And that help does not really have borders, because you just have to step in and help. Because now you see yourself like a parent, you don't see yourself as a child in the family. And what this also does is that there's this responsibility on you to take care of the family. But who really takes care of you? Who really cares about how you're feeling? Who cares about the difficulties you're having? Who cares about your mental health? Who cares about your moods? Nobody really cares, because as long as you're playing that part, you're playing your role perfectly as an assistant parent, you're good. Everybody is good, and that's all. There's no discussion. For me, I was like very well behaved, doing everything that was expected of me, even though I hated it inside. But thinking about the fact that, oh, you're trying to relieve the burden of maybe your mother, you're like, okay, you keep on doing this without complaining. I now had to, it was no longer assistant parent. It was not like full parent mode, because at the funeral, everybody kept saying, oh, you're not the mother for your siblings. Don't leave yourself too much. You're now the iwoniya. So that means like you're now the mother of the house. Why are you telling me I'm now the mother of the house? My mother just died. I'm a child. My father is there. Why can't you tell him that he's now the father and mother to his children? Why are you telling me that I'm just a child? Why are you telling me that I am now the mother of the family, that I'm now responsible for my father and for my siblings? And everybody kept saying this, and I was pretty pissed. Why would you do that to me? For the past almost 2 years since she died, everybody would say things like, oh, you're the one responsible. So I had to do that because there was no option, there was no choice for me. I had to be somebody's parent. So I had to act in the capacity of somebody's parent. Nobody was taking care of me. Nobody. The only person that used to take care of me was my mother, who is now dead. Who is taking care of me? Nobody. I had to act in the capacity of, I had to act like someone's daughter, someone's sister, someone's parent. I wasn't just me alone, like me myself. I was stuck between, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do for myself. I didn't know what I was supposed to do for myself. I couldn't even be selfish in peace. I would have trouble sleeping because I kept on thinking about the family. I kept on thinking about how I would make sure that all my mom's insurance claims and everything. I had to make sure that everything was done. I had to make sure that I started her pension processes to make sure there's always money in the family for my siblings. They were going to school. They had to get allowances. I had to make sure I was on top of everything. All while still grieving. The worst part is nobody ever asked me how I was doing. No family member. The only thing I used to get a lot was, oh, you're not doing this thing well enough. Why is this person doing this? Don't you know you're the model for the whole family? Don't you know you're supposed to be in charge of this? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Nobody ever asked me, how are you doing? What do you need? If they had asked me, I would have just bawled my eyes out, because it was just pretty overwhelming for me. And it got to an extent that I feel like it started to have an effect on my relationships, because at a point, I was just tired of being somebody's mother, somebody's sister, somebody's anything, somebody's partner, somebody's anything. I was tired of it. I didn't want to be anybody's anything. I just wanted to be me alone, like me myself. I wanted to just not be anybody's anything because I was tired. I was frustrated. I was having a lot of pent up. What's the word? My therapist called it something. I can't remember now. Where I wasn't able to grieve. You know, everybody was looking up to me for something. I was expected to do this. I was expected to do that. It has taken me a lot of effort and a lot of work to actually get to this point where I'm starting to, where I had to make a conscious decision that I'm going to start to find myself back. Myself, me as a person. As a person back. It's still hard and I'm still on that journey. But I know that I'm making progress. I'm making significant progress. And it's just a matter of time. You know, this solo session is just going to end here. But I'm going to have another, a follow-up session, a sequel, where I would be bringing other elders' daughters who can relate to this experience. I'm going to bring them on the show. Where we're going to be having conversations on how the experience was, how this has affected them, and what it has been like for them to see how they have tried to get out of this unending cycle. See you next time. Bye. Hi folks, thank you so much for listening to today's episode, and I'm very sure that you enjoyed, scratch that, I know that you enjoyed this episode. Please watch out for subsequent episodes, and please do not forget to subscribe and also share the link with your friends and networks. Bye, see you next time.